Y94 over the Playhouse in the morning. Zero, Amy K in the Y94 Morning Playhouse announced it yesterday, following up Y94's Pick Your Purse with Easy Money. It's coming back, and we got the week to get registered so that starting next week, we can call and just give you money.
You're going to just keep doing what you're doing, listening to Y94. You get registered, tell us those times you listen, and that's the time we will call you. Only during the times you say you listen, you answer, you're listening, you get the money.
Yeah, we definitely will not go ahead and call you at any other time so you know exactly when you should be answering those phone calls from us so that we can go ahead and give you some free money. So looking for a little bit of advice this morning for Playhouse family member Kelsey at 237. It's in text 35270. But Kelsey, can you kind of describe to us like what exactly it is you have some ponderance about today, if you don't mind?
I'm wondering if anyone has ever had any luck basically forcing somebody to marry them.
Okay, well, what do you mean by forcing exactly?
Well, that's probably the wrong word. I've been dating my boyfriend for 5 years, and everyone's constantly asking when we're getting married. And I keep asking him, too, and he just keeps putting it off. But I'm honestly in the mindset of it needs to happen now, or I need to move on and, you know, find somebody else who's looking to get married.
So really, essentially, I mean, what you want to do, you say force him to marry you. You want to give him like an ultimatum, like it's time to propose. That's basically...
I guess. I just think it's not unfair to tell someone the truth. Like, this needs to happen or I'm out. And if he can't give it to me, I'm done. But I just want to know, you know, I want to know how that's gone for other women in the same position, I guess.
And you're comfortable at this point in your relationship being like, all right, it's time to propose or I'm walking out the door. You're okay with that?
I think at this point... I would.
Okay. Well, is there anybody? I'm guessing no, but are there ears out there that went, hey, you know what? I've one time gave a guy an ultimatum to propose and it worked out well for me. Or maybe you have some alternative advice for her. Like, man, I know you were waiting for that ring for a while. What did you have to do to finally get him to dive in?
I feel like I didn't really do a lot.
I don't think you did either.
But I just think it's up to the guy when they're ready. So maybe you have a separate conversation. Does he want to get married?
And maybe just reaffirm the fact that that is where your relationship is headed.
And just say, you know, marriage is something I would like to have. And I'm wondering if you could see that in this relationship and see what he says. Because if you're getting sick of people asking, when are you guys getting married? I'm sure he is so sick of the same question because people are asking him, when are you going to pop that question? When are you going to propose?
Yeah, I would imagine so. And I do think that maybe that then, does that backfire? That make him less excited about it because people are being so annoying?
It could. Maybe he's waiting for the right time, the holidays. That's why I think you need to really find out, does he want to get married? Have you guys already had that conversation? And maybe marriage isn't something he wants. And if that's truly what you want, you just want marriage and you're not just happy with your relationship with him, then I would say, yeah, you would have to let him go. But no, there is no way. I don't think you can force someone to propose and marry you. And he probably would resent you for doing that to him.
Whether it's ultimatum advice, advising against the ultimatum, experiences similar to yours, or alternative advice, basically she is very ready for that proposal and is looking for some feedback as to how to make it happen. 237, it's text 35270.
Wake up with the Playhouse in the morning.
I get out of bed.
That it's always upbeat. They're always having a lot of fun.
On
Y94.
It's like strawberries, watermelon sugar. Hey, good morning, Playhouse of the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Amy K, the Y94 Morning Playhouse. We were chatting a minute ago with Playhouse family member Kelsey. And basically, she was like, hey, I was just wondering if anybody's ever had luck with a proposal ultimatum. Getting somebody to propose to you. If you miss it, here's a quick recap for you.
Well, that's probably the wrong word. I've been dating my boyfriend for 5 years, and everyone's constantly asking when we're getting married. And I keep asking him, too, and he just keeps putting it off. But I'm honestly in the mindset of it needs to happen now, or I need to move on and, you know, find somebody else who's looking to get married.
You know, she feels like it's time, is ready for it to happen. It's not happening. So how do you basically say, like, hey, now it's time to make this happen, or I'm walking. You know, do you call that an ultimatum, or is there another way to go about it? And she's Definitely getting some feedback from folks.
Multiple people are saying you should propose to him. You are the one who wants it, so ask him to marry you. Someone else said, my best friend did this. They were divorced less than 2 years later. Someone else said you should talk about what you both want, what you value, and what your goals and timelines are. Then agree kind of on a general timeline together. And if it doesn't happen within that timeline, check back in with each other and see how you guys are feeling and readdress the direction. But never give an extreme deadline or make it an ultimatum.
Definitely don't hate the idea of her just proposing to him and seeing if she can make that thing happen.
Do you buy a ring? Do you buy then? If you're proposing to him, do you buy the ring for him or yourself?
I would imagine for him.
That's so, then what, he has the ring and you don't have one?
I mean, I suppose eventually you'd have to figure that out.
I guess. That's
It'd be really
weird
to put a ring on your own finger.
I know, but still, I think you should. I don't know how I feel about the whole proposal. I think you just need to find out, does he even want to get married?
Are you getting the vibe that that's not the case? You think that this may be not something he actually wanted?
Yeah, well, how have you guys not talked about it? That's what I think. You just talk. Like, do you want to get married? Like, you have had to have that conversation at some point.
Yeah. You know, we did something else on the show the other day, and somebody, you know, basically said, well, it's time for him to poo or get off the pot. And, I mean, it's kind of a cliche concept, but it is kind of true. I think if you just kind of throw it out there, like, well, listen, I really do want this, and it's not going to happen, it's time for me to go. That's a valid conversation. I kind of really like where a lot of people's heads are, where you're asking the question. Because then you're skipping the whole ultimatum and awkward conversation thing. You're saying, hey, I'm ready to get married, yes or no? And if it says no, well, then you do have an awkward conversation.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he says no, then you know where you stand and that he doesn't want to get married. So, you know, maybe that would make it easier.
You know, one way or another, you're putting the ball in his court.
You could try. I think first you just sit down. Does he want to get married? Someone else said ultimatums are unhealthy, and I think in 99% of the situations, you should never do it. There are only extreme cases where it could work.
You're listening to The Playhouse in the Morning.
Wake me up. Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
It wakes me up.
Get up.
Y94.